You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends, and welcome to a special edition of Prosperity for God's People as part of our continuing coverage of Providential Holdings, which trades under the symbol PRVH. We're talking this afternoon with John Wynn, Vice President of Business Development, and the architect of Point 91, Mr. Michael Schrock from Urban Arena. Today, Providential Holdings unveiled the complete design plan for the 118-acre Point 91 project. Site plans can be viewed along with the press release in any major news source, and preliminary sketches can be viewed at hawkassociates.com. John and Michael, I'd like to welcome both of you to the show.
Thank you.
This is a pretty exciting press release. In fact, the whole story of Providential Holdings, it just continues to excite me on a day-by-day basis. Really, what I think got me the most today was that site plan. That is
pretty
incredible.
Now, thank you so much. Wait till you see the site. You think the site plan's good?
Well, I'm waiting for somebody to send me tickets. I want to come see the site.
I think you should. If you've ever been to Carmel, you've been there. It's just a gorgeous piece of property.
Really? Well, John, let's start with you. You're the Vice President of Business Development. Just tell us, in general, a little bit about the Point 91 project.
Oh, really?
John, are you with us? I think we may have lost John. We're on a conference call. We're bridged between Phoenix, Arizona, Orange County, California, and the Bahamas. Tell you what, Michael.
Well, if you, this is Michael. I probably could fill in for him if
okay. John, are you back with us?
I'll be back.
Hey, I'm back on.
Okay, all right, John. We got you back. Tell us, give us some general information about the Point 91 project. What's it all about?
Oh, well, Point 91 is the first of three projects as part of Phyland Corporation. Point 91 consists of about 118 acres in the central region of Vietnam, and it consists of a residential property, a beach villa, hotel and resort, a boutique restaurant, and also an amphitheater, a marina, and several living communities.
What's the real estate market currently like in Vietnam?
Well, the real estate market in Vietnam is really hot right now. There's a lot of investors and a lot of attraction from all over the world. You have Europeans, Americans, but mostly Southeast Asians that are really, really interested in the property, and a large and growing population of the Vietnamese economy that are interested in buying more property for their own investment.
Now, in today's press release, there was a comment. It says a similar project only a short distance away is already more than 50% sold out before the first shovel of dirt has been turned.
Right. From our location, about approximately 40, 50 miles away from where we are up north, there was a recent development that was released as part of the CBRE sale, and what happened was the property was released and none of the model homes were actually displayed yet, but yet on the first day of sales, half of the project was sold in the region of $400,000 to about $1.3 million, and you can see that that's the level of attraction. This is from the local Vietnamese buyers. So you can see the level of interest that the Vietnamese economy is.
Now, John, we're getting a lot of interference on your line.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm calling from the Bahamas, so
okay.
This is a landline.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
It's all market research, Michael.
Exactly. Well, it is similar. The white sand beaches, palm trees. It is similar. Perfect climate.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Now, also,
maybe
John,
I can you guys hear me okay now? Sorry about this.
Well, just a lot of there's a lot of background noise. Sounds like you're at a party.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna click off and try to call again. You go ahead with Michael.
Okay.
Because this interference is really
okay.
So.
We'll do
okay.
that.
You guys go ahead.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, folks, this is live raw radio. No careful scripting here. We'll see if John can get back on with a little better connection. But Michael, I'm going to go over and talk to you right now. Before I even get into this, tell our listeners who Urban Arena is.
Well, we're an extremely fortunate company. Most architecture firms are architecture and site planning. We actually do everything. We do a little bit of everything from graphics to architecture to site planning to landscape architecture. But more importantly, we're lucky. We're lucky because we have clients that basically come to us with problem sites, sites that are incredible opportunities and go, we want something that nobody else has seen before. And we started about 15 years ago doing that basic premise, and now it's led to currently designing Clint Eastwood's house in Carmel to more importantly, designing the house of tomorrow for Disney. So what we believe in is that there shouldn't be a discrepancy between architecture and landscape. It's really a blend of everything, including the site planning, so that the community lives perfectly. And so what we believe in is every single space is precious, and so we really think things completely through so that the outdoor is bled into the indoors and vice versa, so seamlessly, so that, and even in the House of Tomorrow at Disney, the courtyards are as much as a part of the house as ever been seen before. Not unlike what's been done in the desert climates, where the houses kind of wrap around the courtyard. That's really how people live. They want to feel the fresh air. They want to breathe the fresh, the clean environment. And people are much more aware of like their exterior living spaces and outdoor living and candlelight underneath the stars. And so that's what we create. And so Point 91 is another opportunity to do just that. We've designed the hotel, the entry, the different residential products, all with like third story view decks, indoor pool courtyards, all with unique features that's really never been seen before. All based on kind of this colonial French architecture, except wrapped into this more beach lifestyle floor plan. How's that for an introduction?
That's pretty good. And that really that is an emerging trend in the U.S. and elsewhere to bring the outdoors inside and vice versa.
Yeah, and actually I'm asked to speak on this quite a bit. For years the trend was indoor-outdoor architecture. And so the difference is what people were trying to do is like, okay, we want to have doors that lead out to a courtyard. We want to have windows that look out on a courtyard. Instead of thinking what goes on in that courtyard and how does it relate to inside. So what we've reversed it. And coincidentally, I'm actually a landscape architect. My mother's an architect, so I come from that background. And then there's architects, landscape architects, and site planners that work for us. But the basic gist is, instead of thinking as the piece of dirt is left over for the landscape architect, we actually take that piece of dirt and know what's going to go out there first, and then we design the house around that. If we want a pool out in the courtyard, we make room for that, and then walkways and loggia. And then the house is left over. And usually what that creates is this incredible relationship, this seamless relationship from outdoors to indoors and vice versa. But it's really a small twist, but it makes this huge difference because the outsides become functional, they become much more usable, and just much more dramatic. I mean, they just feel better. There's landscape around the edges to soften the buildings. There's plenty of paving to provide for any type of furnishings you want or any type of use, whether it be outdoor bocce ball to fire pits to fireplaces to outdoor dining rooms, outdoor kitchens, whatever we program that outdoor space, it really then works to the inside, from the outside to the inside.
I'm fascinated by these drawings. I'm at hawkassociates.com right now, and I'm just taking a look at some of the sketches. the overall view, I understand. Tell me a little bit about the estate first floor.
Okay, so basically our concept with this site is that, and we do work in Carmel and Del Mar and Laguna Beach and Newport Beach, all these beachside communities, and the basic gist was the worst thing we could do is screw up the water. It's a beautiful beachfront on the bluffs and down on the beach. The worst thing we were going to do is screw up and compete with the water itself. So what we've done is we've created a very formal style architecture where you come in a symmetrical line of access. But the difference between a typical house, the typical old world estate, is you went in and basically you saw into the house. What we wanted to do is, as you come through this house, is you see right through the house. So right in the center of the court is a courtyard, but then on all four sides, not just one, all four sides have pocket doors. They're called nano doors that basically open up side to side. So the wall essentially disappears. So instead of swinging doors, it's sliding doors, and they just disappear into the wall. So the courtyard in the middle of the house has basically, when opened up, it has no wall. So really the whole house looks through itself, through the courtyard, all through the house. So what will be a very generous, like 8,000 square foot house will actually feel like about a 12,000 square foot house because the courtyard is integral with all of it.
That's a very innovative design plan. Is this a first, or have you done this somewhere else?
You know what? We have designed a house similar to this, and other people have in the desert climates or the super warm climates. But the difference is, I don't think I've ever seen it done in a kind of a this French colonial architecture. So you're going to have this rich, warm quality stone materials combined with this really modern floor plan. And as far as I know, I've never seen it done in that style of architecture or even that kind of quality of architecture. It's mostly like you'll be like a contemporary home or maybe a mid-century modern style home, but never in this kind of more classical architectural style.
Now, are there craftsmen there in Vietnam that can pull off the construction of this the way you have it laid out?
Absolutely. In fact, actually, quite the opposite. They're like windows are all made out of this natural teak type of wood. It's like this beautiful mahogany color that we can't even get here for. I mean, we can get here, but it's just crazy expensive in the States. There, like these beautiful hardwood windows are built by local craftsmen. So quite the opposite. Not only do they have stone tradesmen, marble tradesmen. In fact, there's this place called Marble Mountain, which is very close to our site, and that is famous all worldwide for this incredible piece of stone and artisans in marble. So, you know, like the fireplace surrounds, instead of being this precast concrete, will be actual, carved marble. So we'll have, this is more of a hand-carved quality to it.
How many homes are planned for the site?
Currently on the 102 acres is about, or 118 acres is 230. So it's about two homes per acre. So how about, if you divide up all the land, it's about a half acre per land. All the lots are different sizes and the products are different sizes. But what is generous is the amount of open space around the lakes, around the entry fountain feature, around the beach, around the marina. So there's just, even though everyone won't have their own half acre, and there are some lots that are even bigger than that, you will have space around you like you've never done. We've worked really hard to not have a back-to-back relationship of any house on the lot in the entire thing. The worst case scenario is a back-to-side relationship, but that's really generally most of the houses either look out to the ocean or look out to the lake or look out to the pond or look out to a green spine. So there's not like a bad lot in the entire development.
Do we know at this point what one of these homes will sell for?
I'm sorry, one more time.
I said, do we know at this point what one of the homes will sell for?
Well, the range I would say based on the market there is anywhere from the we're calling it the Hilltop Residences and Garden Villas, which will all have kind of these third story deck ocean views. We'll start out probably in the range of $500,000 to $800,000 US. That's my guess, and then it will go up to the three signature lots, probably $15 million. So there's going to be a quite of a spread of different housing types, sizes. Some are on the marina with the private dock. Some are lakefront on the water. Some are estate on the bluff that looks down the curving white sands. I mean, there's going to be a house for everyone. There really is. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the beach resort.
The beach resort is not unlike the style that I talked about the state. It's actually a very similar concept. It's, instead of one courtyard, there's two, but the middle of the building is essentially the same concept. Don't screw it with the fact that you have this beautiful white sand beach and beautiful water right in front of you. So what we've done with this hotel, and same with it's the same door system, and instead of you walking in and you check in at a hotel desk front, you actually walk in and are escorted to your like own little living room that will be in part of this grand hall. And all the doors open up. So as you walk in, all the doors in the front and all the doors in the back are just basically wide open. There are no walls. And the weather there could not be more perfect for this. And basically you just bleed right out to the pool, right on things. So it's this kind of, instead of this, you come in and are greeted by someone behind a desk. You're greeted by your own personal concierge that sits you down at your own kind of living room with a fashion show going on, and you have, you know, a cocktail in your hand before you really even sit down to it. So it's I mean, you really are treated like a guest of the place as opposed to a visitor of the place. So as you walk in, that's really this casual beach elegance is how I put it. And then it's done in this very similar style, and the ship is this colonial French with this really warm colored stone all over the place, but it's also done in this more contemporary, more modern floor plan that has the more modern door system and stuff like this, so that you get the best of both worlds, essentially.
I'm looking at a sketch of the guardhouse.
Yes.
That is very colonial.
Yes,
British colonial.
Is. Yes, and it's good point, actually. There is a very subtle difference between British colonial and French colonial. And in fact, all throughout the Mediterranean, the architecture, you could say, Tuscan or Riviera or British, et cetera, or colonial, it's all very similar. The difference between how the final product will look versus like the original sketches, French did things in very subtle ways. Like, it's the same style and the same construction and the same quality difference. Thank you. But the color difference is a tone on tone. It's not like if you think of Tudor architecture, and where it's like white stucco with the dark beams. You know, there's this really strong contrast in English architecture as opposed to French is a much more subtle. So it'll be, the detail will be made out of the same stone, and which will be very, like, less subtly elegant as opposed to in-your-face elegant, is how I put it.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, it's really beautiful. Now, the bottom sketch...
Thank you so much.
The bottom sketch, is that water I'm seeing in front of the hotel?
Yes, it is. We thought we'd do the best of both worlds. And I'm sure you've been to hotels all through your life. Man, I paid for this beautiful beachfront hotel, but I didn't upgrade to the top room. Without every single hotel that's built on waterfront or beachfront, there are always, just by logic, the rooms that face the beach and the rooms that face the other way.
Right.
I mean, just by logic. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have the bad side of the tracks, if you will.
Right.
However, we tried to make it where there were no bad side of the tracks. And interestingly, like on the east coast of the United States, the sun sets essentially behind you. So as you drive up to this hotel, we've created a dolphin habitat that you essentially, the rooms that face that way, which is away from the beach, will look out over the pond, and then like on the East Coast, the sun will actually set in that direction. So the, if you will, the sunset rooms are actually the bad side of the hotel. They're the entry side of the hotel. But what this will do is you'll have, the thought is these custom 0.91 dive gear that you'll actually be able to go off of your dock, your own little private, I'd say, outdoor cabana that will hang out over the water from the bottom rooms that face that way. So you'll be able to dive in, swim with the dolphins, essentially right off the, right out from the hotel. So the basic gist of it is you have the waterfront, beachfront rooms, and that's one way to stay. And the other way is to stay on the inland side, get the sunset rooms, looking out over the dolphin habitat. Basically, no bad rooms. None at all.
No bad rooms. That's nice. Very nice. John, I got a question for you. CB Richard, John, are you still with us?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. CB Richard Ellis has will be marketing the property. When will they actually begin sales?
Well, that's going to be upon the completion of our model homes, which is scheduled to be finished the first quarter of 2009. We'll start construction as soon as June, July comes around this summer. So that will be the entry gate, the main pond, and the sales pavilion. And then thereafter following will be the model homes.
How many model homes
are
you
going
to... How many models do you plan to put up?
In the first phase, we'll be putting up seven models. Four models from the smaller condo homes, and then three models from the marina home, or actually waterfront homes. But in total, there will be 12 models to look at.
Well, it's very easy for me to see how this will impact the shareholders of Providential Holdings. It's also easy to see how it will impact the lifestyles of the wealthy who are able to live and vacation at this property. What effect will it have on the Vietnamese community?
That's a good question. Well, the value of what we're bringing to Point 91 is we want to create sustainability over the long term, not just selling homes or residential or hotel rooms or such, but providing jobs and bringing in new technology, bringing in new materials, and providing access for the Vietnamese locals for future, because we're introducing the marketplace, which we plan to draw from the local community, because in the Vietnamese community, a marketplace is very special and very just, it creates the ambiance of you wanting to visit Vietnam, wanting to visit a Southeast Asian country. You want to be part of it. So we want to introduce that, but just bring it into the realms of creating something a little bit more organized and a little bit more refreshing. So we're also introducing the pier that will be also being constructed in around year 2010 or so.
You made a comment in today's press release. It says, although there has been substantial resort and hotel investment in Central Vietnam recently, there have been no developments that create a real community as Point 91 does. Could you expand on that for
us? Like I mentioned before, the value of what we're bringing is sustainability. We want to be here for the long term, and we want to definitely provide an access to for the future of Vietnam. And definitely the sense of community is something very important to us, because we feel that any players come into the game, they build hotels and resorts, they don't leave anything for the community to live off. We feel that being able to provide a community for the Vietnamese as well as Southeast Asians to come in to contribute, it's going to create a long-term effect.
You know, and, let me add to that. One thing that is significantly different than about this project than other ones that we visited that are under construction and or built is this is a resort in of itself. This is all-inclusive, everything from an urban marketplace to all the different housing products to a little shopping center. All the other resorts were basically a golf course and some houses, a hotel, and more importantly is the topography of this. All of the other places were not, you know, differently designed, but in essence the same. They were all on a nice beachfront, but there was no no topography, no cliffs, no inner, and you walk out on the beach, it looked exactly like the same beach as the next one, as the next one, as the next one. They were all basically the same spot, same beach. Not only when you get like in Puerto Vallarta, it's hotel, 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 and there's just no deep difference to them, remarkable difference. What is incredible about this site is it sits like Carmel does on a bluff top and then on a white sand beach. It has kind of the best of both worlds. You look down, you walk down on the tide pools in one direction and then on this curving white sand beach in the other one. It has character all over it.
Michael, I think we may have lost you there.
No. Well, to add on to Michael's comment, the character of what the topography brings to the table is just invaluable, because you have beaches that stretches for miles, and you have rocky shores to the north that stretches for miles. So anywhere on that site, you'll just catch a beautiful view of the beach and the ocean all day long. And the trade winds that just blow there are just constant breeze, and the weather there is just perfect. You really can't compete with anywhere else in Vietnam.
Is there a harbor or a port, or is it just open sea?
Right. There are many developments. There's a light industrial and heavy industrial in the area. About 10 miles from where we are, they call it the Yung Kwok Industrial Park, and there's a large oil refinery that is being completed at the end of this year and will begin to operate, and also a shipbuilding yard. And then also there's a Khi Hai Harbor, which is being used, but not at its optimal capacity yet, but will be picking up speed real soon. There are also local infrastructure that's already been put in play and being planned to be completed in 2 years or so.
The press release says you have solid support from the Vietnamese government. What role have they played in making Point 91 a reality?
Well, the relationships in Vietnam are very important. They're very valuable, much as family relationships are. And as you know, Henry Farman, our CEO, director of Providential, as well as Phailan, has a strong relationship with the central government because his hometown is in Tam Kỳ, which is in the Guangnam province, which our projects are. And with his relationship and with the blessing of the government, he's been able to push along our game plan quickly and more rapidly than any other parties or partners that have come in to invest into the area. So the central government has been very supportive in paperwork and pushing us to get the investment profile together, and just really, you know, really full-on support at a rate that we haven't seen with anybody else. So they've shown us great favor in that aspect.
Well, these are indeed exciting times for shareholders of Providential Holdings. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, we just want to say thank you for this time and opportunity to share the vision of Phailan Corporation and Point 91 and the other developments that are up and coming. Thank you for your time, Dwayne.
Well, thank you for being with us, John.
And thank you, Mike.
And we did, I think, lose Michael Schrock, the architect of Point 91. Okay. I want to encourage everyone to go to hawkassociates.com. Take a look at the sketches. You're going to be absolutely blown away. This is a gorgeous, beautiful development. And if the markets are kind to me between now and the launch, maybe one of those will be mine someday. Thanks again for being with us, John.
Thank you so much for your time.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.